This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began a 4S study of 2 Thessalonians 1. The first step in this study is to spread out before you the information you discover in the portion being studied. Paul began by affirming their faith and love. Then he shared with them how he boasts about them because of their persevering in the face of persecution. He continued by focusing on some truths about God as a basis of confidence that in the long run and range and scheme of things, it will always be worth it when we see Jesus. That's when God will set all things right that have not already been made right. Now, we might ask, while we are going through rough times, why? God sometimes will tell us why. Often he doesn't. If he doesn't, he has a reason. He is just in all he does. His judgments are right. None of us lives in a vacuum. We are not an island unto ourselves. We are part of a bigger picture. Others are a part of our daily experience. As God deals with all the complex ramifications of all these intersecting relationships, he is accomplishing his will. We might not understand, but we can trust him and continue living faithfully. In fact, we have the distinct privilege and responsibility to live purposefully in furthering his kingdom. We can't do it in our own strength, but God, by his power, can fulfill the good purposes we pursue by faith. As we move forward in this way, Christ will be glorified in us and we in him. If this is beyond our comprehension, we need to recognize and affirm that it is all because of his grace.